But what I definitely want to let families know is that this is a great organization for all families here on the Western Slope because we understand that the parents are the ones that know what's best for their child. So we're not forcing anyone to go into any type of particular school. So that means that the families that are in public schools here that benefit from this directly in terms of the scholarship, yes, their child's going to have amazing resources in the home and after school, but then that also means that the school that they're at is going to also be benefiting because now we're seeing that these resources are going to the school as well because the child is improving, and we all know that a school is a village, and as everyone's getting better, everyone benefits from it.
Today, I'm joined in the studio by Eric Gill, founder, self-proclaimed nerd, and CEO of Strong Branch Learning, which is a tutoring and test prep company here in Grand Junction. Welcome back. This is your second time on the show. In August of last year, you came on to share tips for starting out the school year, and that was a super popular episode. So I'm really excited to have you back on, and thanks for taking the time to be here.
Howdy, amigo. Yeah, thanks so much for having me back on. This is an absolute honor to be here.
Today, you are going to share some information about a program called Parents Challenge that helps out families with various educational needs. And I spent some time on the website. We've been talking about it just to get more familiar with what they do. And I have some specific questions I want to get into. But just to give us an overview, can you share some general information about what Parents Challenge is, who they are, and how your company, Strong Branch Learning, came to partner with them?
Certainly. Parents Challenge is a nonprofit organization, and we are really passionate about making sure that families that don't have the financial resources to be able to empower their kids at the schools that they're at, be able to have those resources and make the most out of their educational options. So that means that maybe we do have them transportation support to go to a charter school if that's the barrier that's keeping them from getting to the school that they really love here in town, or if it's going to be the public school that they're really loving, but they just know that they need more support, that they need a tutor, or they just needing support with after school sports programs. This is a scholarship that is going to allow that family to do that. And what I love the most about it is it's not just handing out money. This is an organization that when you receive that scholarship, it's tied to parent enrichment classes or empowerment classes where the students and the parents are both required to learn how to just best utilize that money in the best possible way to really just have that investment in their child pay dividends throughout the rest of their lives.
Looks like Parents Challenge they're located over in the Colorado Springs area. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. And we're really excited about bringing it over here to the Western Slope. I've already talked to a few families that are really excited. We're looking for some more families that really want to get on board so we can have a large audience to speak to Parents Challenge there in Colorado Springs and just have a full-on collaboration across the state on how to bring the programming here and how to bring funding here and how to raise funding here as well.
Excellent. Let's get into that. Yeah, I see that they've served over 4,000 students and their families. They've been around since, I think, 2000. So they've been doing this for a while. Okay, so let's get into, so who does, specifically, who does Parents Challenge support?
Yeah, so it's definitely a group effort here, right? So when the organization we have Deborah, who is who's the head there of Parents Challenge in Colorado Springs. Her and her team, they make sure that the funds are being properly allocated, and then the families that are applying are the ones that are truly in need of it. Then when it comes to the parent empowerment classes, these are classes that are requested by the families themselves. And these include things such as like how homeschool families can do, the best possible job or how to even start on that very overwhelming process of starting homeschooling. Classes such as college and career success, cooking matters, how to create even the best type of meals for your families to just, keep that executive functioning in its prime, space. So things like that is where you can see the organization being there. And then the scholarship itself, it can go towards the schools that you want the scholarship to apply to if it's a private school for the tuition. But if it's a charter school, if it's of a public school, you can also utilize that to bring on extra resources for your child, for instance, tutoring. And that's how we definitely caught fire in our relationship between Strong Branch Learning and Parents Challenge is because we support so many students with executive functioning, and we recognize that there's a really high demand for that, but there's also a high cost that can be attached to it. And this is an amazing organization where the parents, children are being empowered and they're being given these funds for it. But there's also that that also two-way street of them being held accountable and to just learning how to be the best utilize these resources that they're getting.
Sure. So this supports families, parents, students who are attending public school, private school, charter school. They may be homeschooling. And you said that eligibility is based largely on financials.
Yes. Yeah. So there's brackets. If you go onto the website for Parents Challenge, you'll see exactly what the income brackets are. But what I definitely want to let families know is that this is a great organization for all families here on the Western Slope because we understand that the parents are the ones that know what's best for their child. So we're not forcing anyone to go into any type of particular school. So that means that the families that are in public schools here that benefit from this directly in terms of the scholarship, yes, their child's going to have amazing resources in the home and after school. But then that also means that the school that they're at is going to also be benefiting because now we're seeing that these resources are going to the school as well because the child is improving. And we all know that a school is a village, and as everyone's getting better, everyone benefits from it.
Wonderful. You had mentioned a few of the activities that this scholarship covers. Can you go into that and share maybe more broadly what parents and students who are working with Parents Challenge, what they're getting in terms of their supports?
Yeah, so a lot of families, we talked about tutoring, but there's also transportation costs. So if it's going to help families get across town. It's also, there are programs that are held by Parents Challenge during the summer, like summer STEM programming, where students are going to learn not only more about the subject itself, but where the career fields are in the STEMs, bringing that meaning and purpose behind the learning, which we know really helps with executive functioning because it just activates that part of the brain that the kid recognizes there's value to what they're learning, and it makes it remember it better. That's another major asset of Parents Challenge when it comes to how a lot of people can benefit, because these are also these classes that we've mentioned, these programs, they're available to folks that are not only getting the scholarship, but anyone that is also looking for that type of support when it comes to education.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know. So anybody who's listening to this, who's a parent, who there's some value here.
Absolutely.
Worth paying attention to and exploring.
Yeah. I really encourage any family, whether you feel like you would qualify for the scholarships or not, like if you're feeling like you're freaking out and you're the only parent or your kid is just particularly unique in the struggles they're going through in starting middle school or starting high school, I promise you, you're not. And these are amazing classes where you can join communities that are sharing that struggle with you, and you can see how normal that is and seeing the best practices to overcome it.
I'm on the Parents Challenge website and I'm looking through their advocacy sessions related services. And it looks like a really diverse menu of services to support parents. We have homeschool families, tips for successful homeschooling, state requirements, how to make a calendar. You have preparing for parent-teacher conferences is another session that looks like it's offered. I don't know if it's online or it's in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have become your child's superhero, reignite, reengage, and reunite with your scholar. So all kinds of really good information just right here on the website that parents can check out.
Yeah, and some of those are online, some of those are in person. And as we start growing our impact here for Parents Challenge on the Western Slope, I'm imagining that we're going to see a lot more access for us out here. And that's why I really want to communicate with any families that are excited about helping schools get better here, improving our school options here, all the around, and then helping families that can't get access to really premium supports like this when it comes to tutoring after school programs. Because once we have it all, once we have an audience here and we really have a movement here, we're going to be able to help much more than the people directly getting the funds.
I'm going to ask you again about this, but you just touched on the question that I was going to end this podcast with regarding how parents who are interested in learning more or want to help get Parents Challenge over to the Western Slope, the things that they can do. Real quick, you had mentioned the accountability piece that is required. It's a intrinsic part of being involved with Parents Challenge. There are the financials and some of the other supports that Parents Challenge provides to parents. And in return, parents are expected to do some things as well and to be accountable to the program too. Can you talk about that quickly?
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, this is the first thing that's jumped out at me on why I love Parents Challenge is that piece where when I was teaching in the classroom, and any teacher can attest to this, the families that you're really wanting to see are the ones that end up not showing up to parent-teacher conferences. There's one of a million reasons that they can't make it to those meetings. Things like this start helping bring that empowerment to the family to start showing up and being a part of the learning process of their own child. And that's what I love about Parents Challenge is that idea that if you're going to continue to receive these funds, you do have to attend a certain amount of these sessions, whether they're virtual or in person. And I just know that that accountability piece makes everyone win. And you know that that's why this nonprofit organization is funded 100% privately, which goes to show how much it means to the folks that are investing in it, because they recognize that if you're handing out blank checks, no one's really winning. This is something where everybody has some skin in the game.
Very interesting. Okay, that's great to know. Just to recap, Parents Challenge is a nonprofit located based in Colorado Springs. They serve thousands of students with financial resources, information training, mentoring, and other tools, many of which we've discussed. If there is enough interest over here on the Western Slope, we can get those services, get that involvement by Parents Challenge over here to help Grand Junction and Mesa and other county families to get the help that they're looking for. How can families who are listening to this, who want to become involved or express their interest or learn more, what should they do?
Yeah, please check out the website Parents Challenge. Go ahead and give them a Google, and then also reach out to me. I'm happy to communicate or connect you with anyone, whether it's Deborah there at Parents Challenge or myself and many of the other, you know, huge, amazing hearts that are out in that organization of Parents Challenge. So my name's Eric Gill, and you can reach me at 970-623-6517. And then you can also find me at eric@strongbranchlearning.com. It's a great email for communication.
And I would encourage any parents who are looking for executive function coaching or other subject matter supports, other school-related supports, K-12, to check out Strong Branch Learning. You guys are doing all kinds of cool things over there, really helping a lot of families.
Thank you. Yeah, we're honored to. Thank you so much.
All right, Eric. Well, this is your second time on. More great information. Let's do it, make it a third if we could. And I know you have lots of other great tips, strategies, and resources to share. So we'd love to have you come back on again in the future if you would.
I would. You all rock, Andrew. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Eric. That's it from us today. As always, you can find more information as well as resources on our website, individualmatters.org. We hope you'll join us at the next podcast, where we'll continue to explore topics around successful living, learning and education, and child development, and share ways to help you live a more positive and fulfilling life.
The preceding information is not intended to provide or serve as medical, clinical, or educational advice. Individual Matters is not responsible for the accuracy of guest statements. All information should be validated independently. Please consult with your doctor, mental health provider, attorney, or other appropriate professionals before making any personal decisions for yourself or those in your care.